It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, June 15th, 2017. On this date in 1215, England's King John grudgingly affixed his seal to a document that after 802 years still stands as one of the world's great documents adopted in pursuit of fundamental rights under the rule of law. Officially called Magna Carta Libertatum, the Great Charter of Liberties, and commonly known simply as Magna Carta, the Great Charter, it was agreed to by the king at Runnymede near Windsor on June 15, 1215. First drafted by the Archbishop of Canterbury to make peace between the unpopular king and a group of rebellious barons, it promised the protection of church rights, protection for the barons from illegal imprisonment, access to swift justice, and limitations on feudal payments to the crown, to be implemented through a council of 25 barons. Neither side stood by their commitments, however, and the charter was annulled by Pope Innocent III, leading to the First Barons' War. After King John's death the next year, the regency government of his young son, Henry III, reissued the document in 1216, stripped of some of its more radical content, in an unsuccessful bid to build political support for their cause. Short of funds, Henry reissued the charter again in 1225 in exchange for a grant of new taxes. His son, Edward I, repeated this exercise in 1297, this time confirming it as part of England's statute law. The charter became part of English political life and was typically renewed by each monarch in turn, although as time went by and the fledgling English Parliament passed new laws, it lost some of its practical significance. At the end of the 16th century, there was an upsurge of interest in Magna Carta. Lawyers and historians at the time believed that there was an ancient English constitution, going all the way back to the days of the Anglo-Saxons, that protected individual English freedoms. They argued that the Norman invasion of 1066 had overthrown these rights, and that Magna Carta had been a popular attempt to restore them, making the charter an essential foundation for the contemporary powers of Parliament and legal principles such as habeas corpus. Although this historical account was badly flawed, jurists such as Sir Edward Coke used Magna Carta extensively in the early 17th century, arguing against the divine right of kings propounded by the Stuarts. The political myth of Magna Carta and its protection of ancient personal liberties persisted after the Glorious Revolution of 1688 until well into the 19th century. It influenced the early American colonists and the formation of the American Constitution in 1787, which became the supreme law of the land in the new Republic of the United States. Research by Victorian historians showed that the original 1215 charter had concerned the medieval relationship between the monarch and his barons, rather than the rights of ordinary people. But the charter remained a powerful, iconic document, even after almost all of its content was repealed from the statute books in the 19th and 20th centuries. Magna Carta still forms an important symbol of liberty today, often cited by politicians, and is held in great respect by the British and American legal communities, who describe it as the greatest constitutional document of all times. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 15th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.